Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert, and I love coming on here and sharing different techniques and ideas to help you create a happier lifestyle. And today I've got an amazing woman, Catherine Giovanni, and she's an award-winning best-selling author with 12 best-selling books under her belt, including her latest, The Ultimate Path to Forgiveness, Unlocking Your Power. A leading figure in the concierge industry, Catherine's innovative spirit led her to establish the first association for independent concierge. Revolutionizing the field of over 20 years, her wisdom has earned her spotlights on major media platforms such as ABC News Nighttime, CBS News, and Good Morning America, among others. Beyond her professional achievements, Catherine's journey as a breast cancer survivor serves as a beacon of strength and inspiration. Well, welcome, Catherine. Amazing.
Thank you for having me.
Now, what inspired you to write a book about forgiveness?
Well, it probably started in 1974. My parents were getting a very ugly divorce. I was getting bullied in school. I was in the eighth grade and getting bullied almost every day. And because of those two things, I tried to commit suicide. So it turned me into one of those angry teenagers that wear all black and their posture looks like the letter C because they're just a walking ball, a walking thundercloud. So kind of drifted through my teenage years and into my 20s. And my parents were alcoholics. And in about year, my mother fell down the stairs, broke her hip, went to the hospital, and even my mother couldn't get a gin and tonic in the hospital. So she dried out, went to rehab, and sobered up. And for 3 years, we became very close, and we talked, and we got it all out. And then she died in 1990. So when she died 3 years later, I thought, I just can't walk around like this anymore. I was sick all the time. I didn't have many friends because who wanted to be around somebody with such negative self-talk? And I started a very basic form of forgiveness. And that's kind of what got the party started. And I started to feel better. I started to notice opportunities. I found my husband of 30 years because I wasn't so focused on my anger anymore. And that's actually how I became one of the original founders of the concierge industry, because I wasn't as angry anymore. So I was seeing the opportunities. That's kind of how the whole party started.
Were you still as angry with the problem with forgiveness when you were front of house to people and being in customer service that extreme?
By the time I became a customer service trainer, I put a lot of the anger in a box in my head, and I was able to compartmentalize the people that I was really angry at. In the book, I'm going to have you make a list of people, places, and things. Yeah, I said places and things that you want to forgive and make it a 10 scale. So you rate these people from 1 to 10. Now, when people think of forgiveness and they see the title of my book, they automatically knee-jerk reaction say, oh, I don't want to forgive. Because they're thinking of their number 10, the unforgivable. They're thinking of the person that hurt them the most, and they're not ready to forgive that unforgivable person. And I'm the only one in the world that will tell you, you don't have to forgive the unforgivable. It may not be even appropriate, but there's other things you can forget. Like you can forgive the people that you rated 1 through 9. Start with the easy ones, then work your way up to your number 10. So that's a lot. There's a special sauce to it, but that's kind of how I went. And when I say forgive, it doesn't mean you have to burn sage, dance on one foot, get out your crystals, sing or chant. It's really easy. I put my hand in my heart and I say, I forgive you. And it's really more about the feeling and behind the words than the actual words.
I love that because you're almost building your forgiveness muscle.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing. That's a great way to put it.
And working your way up. Now, so basically, so anybody listening here, and I mean, I think we've all got a forgiveness issue. We've all got people in our past or situations in our past that we haven't forgiven. Yep. And I love that what you said, you know, you put your feelings in a box. And I remember one person said, you know, you stuff them away in a closet and then one day the closet explodes.
Yes, it does. And it all comes out.
So now if someone listening who wants to make changes in their life and wants to go on the path of forgiveness, is that your first step, is to make that list?
Well, I think the first step is to understanding why somebody isn't staying forgiven. Because everybody has forgiven people. And I get asked this question all the time. They look at me and they say, well, Catherine, I have forgiven them. Okay, yes, you have. But there's a reason they're forming in your head right now. And you probably want to make another pass. I can hear some anger in your voice. Probably want to do it again. Because it's a marathon, not a sprint. But here's the special sauce. They have forgiven the person, but they haven't forgiven the energy. Einstein proved that energy is neither created nor destroyed. It just changes form. So when you get angry and the anger comes out of your voice, you assume it goes up into the clouds and dissipates in the universe. It does not. Sadly, wish it did. It doesn't. It hangs around your energy field. So the more angry you are, the denser the energy field around you, to the point where the anger is all you can see. It's all you can feel. It's all you can think about. So you're missing the opportunities. You're missing your dream job. You're missing money-making opportunities and relationships. So what forgiveness does, it kind of starts to dissipate the energy field around your body. And this way, the person stays forgiven. So you forgive there's a mantra I have in the book that basically sums it up by saying you forgive the person and the energy around them, forgive yourself, the energy around you. And that should get the party started. Start with the easy ones, work your way up to the hard ones. And I've also been asked the question, well, it didn't work. Yeah, it did work. How do you know that somebody's forgiven? You can go onto Facebook, see their name, and you're not throwing daggers at the page. You don't have their picture on a dartboard behind your office desk, and you're not throwing things at it. You can look at that person's name, and you feel nothing. You don't care if they're alive, dead. It's completely neutral. Okay, I don't want anybody to die. So I actually care about that one. But you know what I'm saying. You don't care. It's absolutely neutral. That's how you know you've forgiven them. And if you can look at their name and you still think, then you have to make another pass at it. Wait 24 hours and do it again. There's actually a forgiveness, what I call the forgiveness matrix in the book that will take you through the entire process because we're all taught to forgive, but nobody teaches you how.
That's right,
too. I'm teaching you how.
We're all taught to forgive, but it's very superficial and very surface.
Oh, yes. In the sandbox, you say forgiveness to that little kid. Your mother tells you when they push you in the sandbox. But, you know, that's all people tell you. Well, you have to forgive them. Well, I don't want to. It's a number 10 level. It's an unforgivable act. Well, you have to forgive them. But I can't. Well, he forgave them. Okay, well, he forgave them because there are some special people in the world that can forgive these unforgivable acts. Not everybody can. There's other things you can forgive. You can forgive the energy. You can forgive the bed, the chair. You can forgive the building. You can forgive the town. Personally, I forgave 1974. I just did. I just forgave on 1974 because it was a horrible year. That's the year I tried to commit suicide. I have forgiven. I was raped in college. I forgave the building it happened in. I forgave my childhood home. I forgave my elementary school because that's where I got bullied. A friend of mine wrote her list and she wrote down a little red wagon. Had no idea why she wrote down a little red wagon, but on some part of her unconscious, something must have happened in her childhood and she was mad at the damn thing. So she forgave a little red wagon. So when you're making your list, it's people, places, things. It could be anything. And don't judge it. It could be anything. It could be the dining room table where your parents lectured you. It could be your boss. It could be your boss's desk. It could be your desk at work.
Wow. Never heard it put that way before. Because, I mean, you're associating things to it, but yep. Those things could be the trigger as well, right?
And everything has energy around it. So I'm forgiving my childhood home and the energy around the home. And I'll have people say, well, I don't want to go back to my childhood and remember these things. Okay, well, this is the last time you're going to have to go back to your childhood because it's going to permanently clear them. I can look back at my childhood. Now, don't get me wrong. Denise, I can dredge up all the horrible things that happened to me if you want me to. But what I do see is when I look back at my childhood now, I actually see the love that was there. I see the good times, which I couldn't see before. So it's almost like I've got different memories around my childhood now. And I'm not angry. So sadly, I still have the bad posture. I'm working on that. But I'm not angry anymore.
Now, can you go through the steps that you go through for the forgiveness? Like, do you have to do it face to face? Do you have to talk to that person, send them an email?
No.
How do you do that?
No. First of all, forgiveness is selfish. You do it for you. And you don't have to tell anybody you're doing it. It's not like Alcoholics Anonymous, where you have to do a fourth step and you have to make amends and you have to reach out to the person. All the recovery has... I haven't had a drink since 1990, but that's why I know that. But in my world, you don't have to tell anybody. It's selfish. You forgive the person for you because you want them out of your head. You want to stop thinking about them. It does not mean that person was correct. They weren't. They hurt you. It also isn't really going to affect that person. You do it for you because you want to stop thinking about it. So what I do is I will sit down and I will write a list, as many people as I can, places, things, and I'll write my list. And then I will rate the people, places, and things from 1 to 10. And you might have multiple number ones and multiple number nines, and you might have more than one number 10, including yourself. You might be the 10. Then I want you to start in groups of 10 to 12. If you do more than 10 to 12, then you might make yourself sick. I sat down and forgave everybody I could think of a few years back. And the next morning, I was sick as a dog with what everybody thought was a stomach flu. It wasn't the stomach flu. I'd forgiven too many people, because when the energy leaves your body, you might get a headache. You might get tired. You might feel sleepy. You might get hungry. You might just all of a sudden want to go outside. Or, to be as delicate as I possibly can, you might be in the bathroom for a while. You are not sick. You do not have food poisoning. It's because you forgave something that was really stuck inside of you. And that's why everybody says anger is toxic. Nobody explains to us why it's toxic. It's because the energy is inside your body and it's literally clogging up your works and it's making you sick.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of times too, when you have that anger in your energy, you attract more anger, isn't that right?
Well, we attract what we are. So yeah. When you're angry, you're going to, like energy attracts like energy. So if you're angry and you're kind of inner focused, you're going to be attracting people just like you. And there's a very famous quote out there by Jim Rohn that says, you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. So who are you spending time with? And if they're all energy-sucking vampires that are all making you angry, that are a reflection of you, might I suggest you start sprinkling in some positive people and reading some positive things. If you are living with a number 10 and it's a family, or you're married to your number 10, might I suggest with every ounce of love in my heart that you leave? And if you can't leave, read my book, do the Matrix, and you're going to start to feel better. You're going to start to lose weight. There's a reason to read the book. You're going to start getting more. You're going to start getting more money and more opportunities. And here is a little entertainment for you. You might piss off the person you're living with, which at the end of the day might be very entertaining, because you're going to start being happier. And, you know, people don't like people to be happy. So it might irritate.
Absolutely. I have one person in mind that was part of my family. And if you were happy, he'd poke the bear and poke the bear and poke the bear until he got a reaction, because that was his game. Now, can you talk a little bit about your book?
It's called The Ultimate Path to Forgiveness. It's only about 111 pages because I have discovered that most people have the attention span of a sloth. So I made it as short as possible. It is the first book in a trilogy at this point. The book two is going to be about how to forgive the unforgivable and forgiving yourself. And I'm working on it. It's got an ebook, the paperback, and the audiobook my son and I are producing as we speak, actually. So that should be out in another week or two.
Great. Now, is it a workbook or is it narrative or?
It's a small little book you can fit in your handbag. I write like I speak. So it's a kind of a very easy read. You know, forgiveness is an important thing, and it trips everybody up. And that's why I started to notice people were really thinking of the most horrible thing. And that's why I really want people to start with the super easy ones. You know, in grade school, a girl, she borrowed your sweater and then she ruined it. Okay, you can forgive that person. Somebody stole your parking space when you were going into the office yesterday. You can forgive that person. Start with the easy, easy things, and then you're going to start to feel better. So by the time that you get to your number 10s, you're going to be prepared for them. But it's not an overnight thing. This process takes time. And the energy moves. It's powerful. Here's a very true story for you. I thought about my list, and I picked a number one person. And I knew her from school, and I couldn't remember why I was angry at her. So easy peasy, right? So I forgave her. It was really easy. I hadn't talked to this person in maybe 20, 30 years. I'm that old. And 2 hours later, she calls me up on the phone. I hadn't spoken to her in decades. So we got everything out and we talked and everything was great, but I'm a curious little bear. And I said, why, after all these years, did you choose to call me today? She said it was the damnedest thing. A figurine that you gave me in school flew off my shelf and landed in the middle of the room, and I figured I should give you a call. And 2 hours prior was when I was forgiving her. So if the power of forgiveness has that effect on a level one person, can you imagine what it'll do to the higher numbers?
Now, sometimes, I don't know, when you're doing this forgiveness work, what I feel sometimes is that that person's getting away with it, getting away with what they did to me. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Their path is their path. I forgave my college rapist, and he was a football player. I didn't say anything because who was going to believe me over the star football player? And it was a classic case. It was also in the 1980s. So, you know, it was like 350,000 years ago. But when I forgave him, did he really get away with it? Probably not. I'm a big believer in what you put out, you get back. So if you're putting out something bad, that's going to come back and visit you. So at the end of the day, I'm sure karma got him in the end, but I legitimately don't care. I don't care because I care about, selfishly, I care about me and I want him out of my head because he doesn't deserve to be in my head. He hurt me. So I want him out. I don't want to think about him anymore because he doesn't deserve any space in my brain.
Now, where can someone get your book?
They can go to Amazon. It's available on Amazon. It's available on my website, KatherineGiovanni.com. And Catherine is spelled a little bit strangely. Thanks, Mom. KatherineGiovanni.com. And it's probably available in bookstores nationwide.
And are you on Audible? So you're working on that then, right?
I am on Audible actually, but it will be on there in a couple of weeks.
I'm looking forward to that. Something I'd like to listen to. We're going to be wrapping this up. So Catherine, can you give us your words of wisdom to the audience today?
Be kind to yourself. This is a process. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Start with the easy ones, work your way up to the bad ones. And if you can't forgive those number 10s, it's fine. You don't have to forgive the unforgivable. Forgive what you can and walk away.
And what can we do with the unforgivable?
Well, you forgive what you can, you forgive the energy, you forgive yourself, and then you put them in a box and you walk away. And when someday down the line, days, weeks, months, years from now, you might be able to circle back and give it another shot. And if you can't, that's fine. Put them back in the box and keep going.
Now, is there actually a practice where you put that person in that box and put it away?
In book two, there will be once I figure it out.
I love that. Because I know a lot of times I've done a practice where you write it out and you either burn it or you bury it, you know, just to have that symbolism, right?
Don't burn down your house. I have done that with my number 10s. And I wasn't sure. The only reason I don't suggest it is because I didn't feel any better after I did it. I was watching it burn and I thought, okay, I'm supposed to feel better. And I never felt anything. And I thought, okay, now it just kind of made me feel weird. So it may or may not work for everybody. But if you want to put their picture or something that symbolizes these people and literally put them in a box up in your closet, that's fine. Whatever you need to do to put them in the box in your brain, that totally works for me, but please don't burn down your house.
I will remember that. Now, wherever you're listening or watching this, I'll be putting Catherine's information. So if you have any questions, please reach out and ask. Now, Catherine, where do you hang out socially?
Socially on online?
Yes.
Facebook. I'm on Threads. I am also on Instagram all the time, also, and LinkedIn.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Catherine. Amazing information. And yeah, you know, forgiveness is such a huge thing that sits on our chests and in our minds. And it's nice just to have the education to finally rid and to forgive. And the ones we can't forget, we put in a box in our closet until later when we have the strength to forgive. Thank you so much for your time today, and just leaving you a gentle reminder to slow down and enjoy life, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.